Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, November 4th. November. Think about that for a second. Can you believe that it's already November? I still can't. I can't believe that a station around here already turned on the Christmas music. Already. This station last year, they turned it on. This year they turned it on November 4th. Last year they did not even turn it on until November 9th. So 5 days earlier, when Thanksgiving is a week later than last year. That's pretty wild, don't you think? Even though they knew. I'm sure they knew that Thanksgiving was a week later than last year. But they still moved up the start of the Christmas season, which to me, you know, think about it, I think it's pretty wild that they did this. Anyhow, it's 104.1. And I already started listening to it a little bit earlier today. And when it's been as cold as it was this past weekend, particularly Friday, you know it's about time for some Christmas music. So, like I said, it's so good. It's always great to have you here with us. However you found out about this program, my prayer is that you will learn something today from the Word of God as we study the Word of God here in a few minutes. We're going to do some icebreaker stuff first, and then in a while we're going to do some sports. I got a lot of that to get to. I got World Series. I have a little bit of Red Wings, a little bit of Pistons, and football. So that little corner there, those couple of days right before you hit November, that is the only time of year that you actually have all four major sports happening at the same time. All four. So, that's pretty cool. But it is how it is, kind of like how they say it is what it is. This past weekend, I tried the Coca-Cola with cinnamon for the first time. And to be honest with you, it was pretty good. Pretty good. I wish that there was a little more cinnamon in it than what there was. But I can see where they're doing it as a Christmas flavor. And of course, you know, as they say, cinnamon and spice and everything nice. And of course, I love that. Katie, how does it go? Cinnamon and spice or sugar and spice and everything nice? How does it go, really?
I'm wearing sugar and spice. I think.
Might be cinnamon. To be honest, though, they both work.
Yeah. I like the spice one.
Yeah, because cinnamon works with it, too, to be honest. I remember I saw it in a menu once. I want to say it was at Cracker Barrel, which, by the way, I was also there this past weekend.
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, a few days ago. And I had, well, let's go with the food. I actually had some of their fudge Coca-Cola cake. And it's actually, yes, it's actually really tasty. I'm not the hugest chocolate person. I'm more of a peanut butter or caramel or vanilla type person. But that chocolate fudge Coca-Cola cake is really good. With the ice cream on it too. Delicious. But you can only get it at your neighborhood Cracker Barrel. And it's only available for a limited time. Price may vary, tax extra. All right. So, there was something else I wanted to mention too. Forget what it was. Oh, tomorrow, if your local town has an election tomorrow, make sure you go and vote. Here in my area, Midland specifically doesn't have an election tomorrow, but other places do. And so make sure that if you live in one of those places that have an election tomorrow, that you go vote, and that you research ahead of time, find out what's on the ballot, and that you vote biblical. Because, after all, it is the first Monday in November, and by law, Election Day is the day after that. If by law, like I was saying, by law, that's what Election Day is, the first Tuesday that is after the first Monday. And so I also wanted to remind you to please pray over your leaders that have authority over you, as the Bible tells us to do.
So just keep that in mind. Please. Now, about where I am. By the way, listeners, you can always feel free to come here, come and say hi to me. I'm here at the McDonald's on South Saginaw Road, across the road from a Kmart store, which is sadly closing down. I actually have some fond memories of going over to Kmart when I was little. You know, the first 2 years of my life, we did not have a Walmart, a Meijer, or a Target in this town. Didn't have either one. Walmart, Meijer, or Target. And until 20 years ago, we only had the latter, Meijer and Target. We didn't have a Walmart until about 7 years or so after the mall got built. But we had a Meijer and Target. Hard to believe that Kmart is this close to being extinct. Originally started in Troy, Michigan. And at one point, was almost bigger than Walmart in America and Target. But online and other things got in the way of Kmart. By the way, Kmart's struggles came before Amazon had the share that it does now. Like, the big thing that was hurting Kmart at first was mainly Walmart, Meijer's, and to a degree, Target. But Kmart, but then, because I can remember, it seemed to me that it was starting to slow down, and this Kmart here right around 2000. One Christmas back in the late 90s, we went to Kmart to get a couple things, and then there was something Kmart didn't have, so we go to Meijer. Saturday night, about 6 o'clock, maybe 7, one of the Saturdays in December. Now, I don't believe it was the last Saturday of December. In fact, I know it wasn't. We did the first or second Saturday of December. But we go to Kmart. It's not all that busy. We get out of there. We go to Meijer. And Meijer was packed. Crazy. It was back around, 1998, I believe. Yep. And we couldn't believe the difference. We just thought maybe they just weren't shopping outside of town, but a few other times I noticed similar things. What do you think happened to Kmart from what you understand? Do you think they just kind of shot themselves in the foot by certain things they did?
Me?
Yes.
I think so. I'm shocked you guys really didn't have any, because all the ones in Indiana were shut down like a year and a half ago.
What do you think they did? Like, started charging more than, like, what Kmart and stuff was?
No, I've only been in them maybe, like, once or twice, and I'm not sure. I just never really liked Kmart. I don't know what their prices are or anything. I just wasn't a fan of Kmart.
For one thing, they've struggled. They had really struggled to update their stores.
Yeah.
And to me, it felt to me even in the late 90s. To me, it felt very different than a Walmart, a Meijer, or even a Target.
Oh yeah, Walmart and Meijer are definitely more updated
than what these Kmart's are.
Oh yeah.
And these Sears is, that's why the Sears are leaving. Sometimes that's kind of what happens when you don't keep your stuff up to date. This stuff goes by the wayside, people quit coming. And then, look, and this was even in the roaring late 90s that I saw this. And I remember even a year prior, 97, on like Black Friday, we went to Kmart and that thing was packed. I don't know if it really was or if my mom just said that because of the parking lot. It seemed to me like it was quite a lot of people in there. But about 97, 98 is when I really started paying attention to that kind of stuff, more so than what I ever had been prior to that. Needless to say, I'm here in this McDonald's, and speaking of McDonald's, you can always go to McDonald's and grab yourself an any size fountain drink for only $1. As a bonus, you get to find out what your lid says. Did you get a lid, Caitlin, or no?
No, I haven't got it. I haven't went up yet.
When you do, if you get a drink, you know what your responsibility is to tell me what the lid said.
I will let you know.
But it said, because who knows, listeners, it might say enjoy every sip. It might say sip today. It might say feeling bubbly.
That's what I
you never know what it's going to, you never know what it's going to say. You know, listeners, you might get a word on there from God. I don't know. Okay, you won't get that. You'll have to read the Word of God or pray to get that. But you will find, but the little thing, something kind of neat. And you never get the same lid twice in a row. You don't. You really don't get the same lid, you know, two times in a row when you go to McDonald's. So, I've actually really enjoyed those lids. It's almost like the Monopoly, you know, when you go to McDonald's when they had the Monopoly, you'll feel your tabs off your large fry or your medium Coca-Cola, and you may try to guess what ticket you got. And they get told, nope, Baltic. Oh, Reading Railroad. All right, what's on the front? Oh, small proper smoothie. Golly, Gomer. Ooh, St. James Place. Park Place. And, oh, B&L Railroad. I got a million of those. That's usually about the way those McDonald's games go anyways, huh? That's how you've noticed it too, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't play much, but yes.
But you mean you haven't, it's been a couple of years since they did it, though.
Oh. Well, I definitely don't remember. But yeah, I told you, I don't eat McDonald's too much, so I'm not really in the loop of all the, like, what they say, but I do remember, like, when I got fries, they would have, like, the pool tent, like, to pull the thing off the side of them.
The Monopoly ticket.
Yeah.
When they had them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all what, and, you know, but like I said, you never knew what ticket you were going to get.
Nope.
until you field it.
Yep.
So you feel, so you peeled off the tab, you never knew what you were going to get. But, which is kind of... What? But, anyhow.
I'll be right back.
Sorry, I was just... checking something. Just to make sure that all my stuff is working correctly, and it is. We are good there. All right. I want to sing you a song that's kind of it on my heart before we open the Word of God tonight and study for a few minutes. So, the song I want to sing tonight is called Here As in Heaven. Spirit of the Lord, the evidence is all around. Spirit of the Lord, the atmosphere is changing. The Spirit of the Lord, the evidence is all around. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. If you feel, tell me your love. You're monster out there. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. We need your presence. In heaven it is all around. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflowing this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us. Your will, your kingdom come. Your will be done. Here as in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done. Here as in heaven, miracles can happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Miracles can happen now. Spirit of the Lord is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The word tonight, Lord God, thank you for these listeners who have made the choice to learn something about you tonight, wherever they may be listening. To thank you, Lord God, that you are just with them. You're speaking things to them, Lord God. You would just be with them wherever they are right now. As we receive from you tonight, Lord God, as we're going to open the Bible and we're going to study for a little bit about you. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I make my confession over the show tonight. Increases in listenership are coming into this program. Sponsors and partners are coming to this program. Increases in finances are coming in, Lord God. And most importantly, a big harvest of souls is coming into this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And amen and amen. Open your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of 1 Kings chapter 19. Praise God. 1 Kings 19 chapter. We're going to begin in the first verse. Praise God. 1 Kings 19. We're going to begin with verse 1. I've already found my spot, so I'm going to begin reading. Now, Ahab told Jezebel everything that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods with little g deal with you, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." And Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judea, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and he prayed that he might die. "I've had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the tree and he fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and he said, "Get up and eat." He looked around and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time, and he touched him and said, "Get up and eat again, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank again. Strengthened by the food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. Verse 10. And the word of the Lord came to him.
What are you doing here, Eliza? Did you reply? I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, and they've broken down your altar, and they have put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too as well. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. If the earthquake came, and then from the earthquake came the fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came, a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said to him, go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also, anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel, and anoint Elijah, son of Shaphat, from Abel Mahalah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Jezal, and Ibisha will cut to death, and will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouths have not kissed him. So Elijah went from there, and he found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen, and he ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I will come with you. Go back, Elijah replied. What have I done to you? So Elisha left him and went back. Took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. And he burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat, and gave it to the people, and they ate it. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his attendant. All right.
what you see here is that Elijah had basically told the Lord, you know, I've had enough. The Israelites really don't like me. You know, they basically killed their leader. They basically respect for the Lord. And now they're trying to show me. So they basically told the Lord, just take my life. And then God sent an angel to him and he basically said, Elijah, get up, eat some food. And then go to a certain place, and he goes there, and then he basically, you know, he goes in the cave, and then God tells him somewhere to go, and then Elijah comes and becomes Elijah's attendant. And that was from someone who told God they felt like quitting. You know, so when he basically told God, you know, I've had enough. And by that, at that point, it wasn't just, Lord, can I do something else? This was, I don't even want to live in. It was because of those Israelites who had totally forsaken the Lord. Totally forsaken. All of them except for 7,000 who had confessed to Baal or kissed Baal. But the rest of them, however, they had gotten into trouble. So the big trouble. And so they you know, Elijah ends up meeting with Elijah. And Elijah goes back and says bye to his father, and then he joins. You know, no matter how often, no matter how badly you may feel like, I quit, I give up, and I've had enough, I don't want to do this anymore. You know what? God has a plan for you. And maybe what if the reason that you are feeling like quitting is not the same as Elijah's. You know, they don't obey you. They don't. You know, to some pastors, sometimes the reason they might feel like quitting is that maybe their church family isn't honoring them. They're not obeying their pastor. They're not. Maybe the reason you feel like quitting is because you like what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah, he said, I'm weary from forbearing it. I'm tired because I've been holding it back. I'm not tired from flowing in it. And then he said, Jeremiah basically said, you know, I can't help it. It's like fire shut up in my bones. And then, like I said, he said, I'm not tired from flowing in it. I'm tired from holding it back. I'm tired because I'm just doing, because I got a lot to offer the kingdom of God, but I'm not doing it. Not doing the work that God has called me to do. The truth of the matter is, every one of us has been called by God to do something. Maybe it's to sing. Maybe it's to preach. Maybe it's to evangelize, be an evangelist. Maybe it's totally for the marketplace. For sale. Things of that nature. Maybe it's that you're supposed to help your pastor. He is pilot. If you're at a church where the pastor has a jet because he has so many places he has to be, like my pastor, Dr. Barclay, all the churches he goes to go to two cities in one day, sometimes three in one day. Good luck trying to do that on commercial airlines. I have nothing against these commercial airlines when it comes to that. It's just they can't do it. But the reason he has that jet is not for a toy at all. So that he can go to the place where God has called him and help these pastors. And then come back home to be with us as church family. That's why he has the airplane. It's why he just got a new airplane. And you may think, well, your pastor doesn't need an airplane. Well, mine does. And oh, Miracle Man, I see you're going to teach about airplanes. No! I was just making a point. He has the airplane to help him fulfill an assignment that God has called him to. God told Dr. Barclay that he would use him to be a leader among leaders. Yes, a pastor among pastors. A pastor to pastor. Believe it or not, Living Word International Church, it's not the least of what Dr. Barclay does, but it's the smallest thing that he does. And he would tell you that. He'll tell us things that he might not tell everybody else, necessarily, because we are his church then. You know, those of us who go to Living Word International Church. So, the question becomes, you know, is it possible that maybe the reason you feel like you want to quit is because maybe you're tired? Or maybe the reason you want to quit being a Christian, maybe it's because that thing that you're believing for, that healing that you're believing for, that salvation of a family member that you're believing for, it hasn't happened yet. Well, in my life, I've been believing God for the manifestation of my eyesight and other things for a long time. And I continue to believe. And I haven't quit yet. And I certainly don't plan to quit. That doesn't mean I haven't felt like quitting, though. And whenever I do, I just cast that thing down and say, no, I am a child of the Most High God. I believe. Who am I unbelieving on? And maybe some of you, maybe you haven't necessarily decided to quit on God, but you've decided to quit believing for that thing that you're believing for and just move on to something else. But I choose to keep believing until that manifestation takes place and is realized. I continue to fight the good fight of faith. I said that I continue to fight the good fight. Regardless of how long it's been, regardless of how hard it may seem, you know, we just gotta keep fighting. And not quit. Because the spirit of, because the I quit spirit, it's not in me. I'm trying to find a verse that says that I should just not have faith in him anymore, that I should quit praying and quit believing. But I haven't found it. Maybe the reason I haven't found it is because it's not in there. So, and you know, things will happen. Things will get hard. Stuff will be sent your way. You know, life will happen. The devil will try to get his hand on you. But you got to rebuke him. You got to rebuke the devourer. as easy as it may be to give up the fight, we just got to keep fighting the good fight of faith. So that we can have those things that we are so desperately believing God for. For him to do in us. Now, we had a minister yesterday that was originally from Honduras, and then she moved to the States several years ago, was going to our church, and then the Lord called her to go down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to be closer to her children. So she was obedient. And it was hard for her to leave Honduras. It was very hard for her to leave Honduras. But she did it. She was obedient to the Lord. She did what God told her to do. She wasn't exactly always happy about it because she missed Honduras very much. But then, because some things happened, she ended up coming to America and first coming to Living Word here in Midland. And then the rest is history. But she had to delete some things from her life. She had to reboot some things. And you need to check with the Lord and see, Lord, is there anything that you would have me reboot or delete from my life? Maybe some relationships, maybe some accounts. No, I'm not going to meddle. At least I'm not trying to, but you got to ask yourself, you know, as you examine yourself. And you may think, you know, especially if you're one that, like, if you're one that lives right and does everything, you know, the Bible says, you're like, well, I live right. I don't have open sin in my life. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't. That doesn't mean you don't have anything that may be slowly drawing you away from God. And so you need to take a look at yourself and ask yourself, Lord, is there anything that you want me to delete? Or is there something that you want me to reboot? So I can again be where and what you call me to be. Because we can't just be hearers of the Word of God. We've got to be doers of it. It's very important. That we are doers of this Word of God and not just hearers only. Because if you're a doer of the Word too, that's how it can have the greatest impact of your life. That's how the most people can be reached. And it just becomes a trickle effect. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this Word. I thank you, Lord, that we would get it in our heart, in our hearts, in our souls, in our lives, that we would be hearers of this word and doers of this word and not just hearers, and that we will find out for ourselves what it is that we need to reboot and refresh in our lives so that we can be better for you, Jesus. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. All right. In terms of sports, the World Series, the Nationals won the World Series. This is the first time ever that the World Series went to a Game 7, and that all seven games were won on the road. Since the longest the World Series can be is seven games, because it's the best of seven, this record can't be beaten. It can only be tied. So basically this set the precedent. Houston couldn't win in Houston. Washington could not win in Washington. And to be honest with you, I don't know why this is. Because usually it's easier to win at home. You got the home field advantage crowd and everything else, all the confetti, all the glitz and glamour and everything else. But then sometimes, I don't know why this happens, that all the road teams won all these games. I don't know why. But it's what happened. And a few players from the Nationals team, including the MVP of the World Series, has decided to go test the waters of free agency. I'm sure of this. Wherever this MVP goes, he's going to be worth a lot of money. Wherever he goes. So I wish him the best of luck. And wherever he chooses to go, may it just be somewhere that he can feel at home. All right. Pistons, they are struggling right now. The Red Wings, last game they had a 4-0 loss to the Miami Panthers. They'll try again with another game tonight. And hopefully they can find a way to win, as they've won seven. They've lost seven of their last nine. And they need to find a way to get on the right footing. All right. That's right. It's time for Football Central. Always brought to you by the Great Blizzards of Dairy Queen here in the fall season. Go to your local Dairy Queen today and find out what the newest blizzard is. All right. We'll start with the Comics. Well, Midland High got the draw of having to play Mona Shores in the first round of Muskegon Mona Shores in the first round of the playoffs at Midland Stadium. But Midland fell to Mona Shores 20-13. To be honest, I didn't think it was going to be quite that close. I really didn't. But for much of the second quarter, along with much of the third quarter, and a good chunk of the fourth quarter, we led 13-7. And I had to say, our band was the best I had seen them do all year. Maybe even the best I had seen them do, including last year. Last couple of years, I mean. They were just fantastic. Mona Shores brought their band too, and they were playing a lot, so I felt like maybe that got Midland band to play a lot too. At some of you guys' playoff games, did these other bands come sometimes to the playoff games?
The Marching Band?
Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes did you guys even end up playing more if the other band came? Like, especially if they were playing a lot?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
That's what makes it real fun when they both get to go. I wish, like, for some of these games, maybe where the people don't go, I wish there was a band cam that you could live stream, and they're not necessarily, you don't necessarily hear the TV guys talking. It's just all band cam.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, because then you hear. Because that would actually be a lot of fun. So you hear everything like it's coming from the band section.
I hear the band on Friday nights all the time. They're really loud.
Even this past Friday, it seemed like they were playing a lot more than what they were any of the other games, right?
Yep, I heard them at like 8:30.
Including the other times during the game, right? You thought this was by far the most they played, right?
Yep.
The Millendow game, not even close, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they marched away from the stadium as much this year as they have in the past. Not really, huh?
Oh, really? I mean, yeah, I haven't went to the games, but.
But I don't think they did. But sadly for Midland listeners, their season came to an end because they lost, and I wasn't hearing them as much. When I was going home, I don't know if there was other sounds in the way this year or what, but hats off to the football players. 13 of them were seniors. 13 players on a big school like that being on varsity, that's a good chunk, but it's not overwhelming. That's a good way to put it, right?
Yeah.
So that gives me hope. And there was only 36 seniors on the band this year out of 200 kids, so it's less than 20%. We got like 200 kids. So that gives me hope that maybe it'll be bigger next year. Do you imagine it probably will be?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, did I tell you that in my mind it's got to be at least every 3 minutes?
Oh, yeah, you said that.
But you felt like this time, especially between the first three quarters, you felt like it was more like every 1.5, didn't you?
For the past Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Midland Dow game, it seemed like it was actually less playing than normal. Didn't it seem like it?
Yeah.
So it wasn't just where I was sitting. It seemed like they weren't playing as much, were they? Mm-hmm. And as to why, I don't know. I should just leave my phone there one of the times and then go down there and get it after the game. Because then I have their feed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then I have it, because then I go back and rewatch it. I do have the whole second half on there, though. This is the This was actually the first game I actually thought of doing it.
Oh, really?
Because then I have everything. But sadly, what happened to Midland, I think, listeners, was there were a couple of bad calls that went against Midland High that caused them to not get touchdowns. Otherwise, had those bad calls not happened, I think we would have totally been talking about a win and about a Midland-Dow rematch. Which, 20-13.
Oh.
Last year when Midland played this same squad, it was 49-28 Midland had lost.
Mm.
So they had they had done better against them, but wasn't enough. But next year, you know, their quarterback won't be there, but our quarterback will be a senior. Maybe next year, I'd love to get him one more time in the playoffs, because to be honest, even Mona Shore's band I felt like was a lot of fun. So I'd like to have him one more playoff time. I just hope that maybe they're not as good. Because it makes it even more fun, you know, if they bring theirs. But in Indiana, in the regular season, some of these schools bring their bands, don't they?
They do.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they're not doing it in Michigan.
Good question.
Plus, we had 8th graders, like 60 or 70 8th graders, because they want to show the 8th graders how it works. So it turned out to be like that we had like 70 extra kids.
They were playing in the band?
Yeah, 70 extra kids because they were 8th graders. Because for a game, they want them to see what it's like.
Oh, okay. See if they want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no wonder why it was louder. Because it made sense, and it was just. And honestly, to me, it's like one of the best parts. Other than the football, and then in my mind, that kids section is next, tied right there with the band, in my mind. But football is still the most. But I still like the basketball. But the Midland games I go to, they actually have done something new the last couple of years. There's a certain calendar on a certain website for band parents, and it actually posts the basketball games that the band's going to be at.
Oh, really?
And whatever couple I go to, I only go to ones that I know they're going to be at, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because I've been to a few of them where they weren't at, and it's not the same without them. Because then they just play the other music in the background.
Yeah.
And there was a certain section that was doing that game, and I was like, nope, turn that off. And in my mind, I'm like, turn the garbage off. You know? Because I'm like, because I was like, nope, band is better. You get the idea? But anyhow, Midland Falls 2013, 8-2 record. The coach Metner said, folks, he said, you know, I was really proud of our guys and how well they played, but I wish those two field goals would have been touchdowns. And then he also said he felt bad for the seniors, knowing that 97% of them will not play football again. And that, listeners, I have reason to feel hopeful for next year, though. Eli Gordon, the guy who was a sophomore and made plays for us in that Midland-Dow game in 2018. And then we had a really good junior quarterback this year. Money will be a senior next year. The quarterback, so you know that'll get him to be better. My hopes for next year are the following. No regular season losses, if possible. I hope we can do it. And another thing, this whole weather thing, no rain out. Because that was a bummer, too. Because the first day of the season, it was supposed to be, it had been really nice out, and an appointment I had to go to that was somewhere else. And I was totally ready for that reprieve to get to go to that game and watch them win and stuff. But sadly, it rained. Actually, there was a big long lightning delay in that too, so it just made it real rough. And the band didn't get to play either. And then Midland had another game like that weeks later in the season. And then another game when we only got to play to halftime. So basically, a lot of rain out. So, and hopefully next year, they got a new playoff system next year. So it's going to be more based on points. Hopefully we get some real nice opponents and we can beat them all and hopefully have a lot of home playoff games. My hope is that next year can be something extra to kind of make up for the letdowns of this year. That's my hope anyways. Now for Dow, they won in Traverse City 27-24. They have to go to Mona Shores and take on the Sailors. They beat Mona Shores. They take on the winner of Kalamazoo, Portage Northern, and Portage Northern and Grand Rapids, Forest Hills Central. And some of your listeners may be thinking, why are Midland and Dow playing these schools from Muskegon and Traverse City in the same district, let alone the same region? I don't know why. And part of the way these regions were drawn this year, Battle Creek in Division Two, I mean in Region Two, District One, I think they need to draw permanent lines for some of these divisions. I mean, for some of these regions, kind of like this. Region 1, District 1 should be for like your Muskegons, maybe a few of your northern Grand Rapids, and your Traverse City. District 2 or Region 1 is generally like your southern Grand Rapids and your Lansings, but of course no Flints or anything like that. Jackson. Region 2, District 1. Generally Tri-Cities, Flint, maybe a Lansing or something too, depending on what happens there. District 2, start getting to see some Detroit ones. And then Region 3 and 4, generally Detroit, Port Huron and stuff. I feel like that could switch out a lot of that travel if they did it that way, don't you think? Because that would have been a lot better. And last year when we were in Region 2, we were still flying. We were for a few more weeks. And I remember seeing Midland's coach last year, and he actually agreed with me and said that he prefers being in Region 2 rather than Region 1, because Region 1 just seems tougher, and there's a lot more travel involved in it and stuff, whereas if you get to mainly play like Flint schools and stuff like that, Flushing, you know, certain parts of Detroit makes it a little bit better. All right. Now, what?
My cup says jump for joy.
Oh, sorry, folks. This does nothing to do with sports, but anyhow, we got a lid and it says jump for joy. So remember that, listeners. So, like, maybe maybe at some of these stadiums, like some of these college or NFL stadiums, they should start doing that on these lids. I think it'd be kind of neat. So, the world of college and pros, what happened there? Well, Michigan took down lowly Maryland 38-7. He really liked what he saw out of his quarterback, Shea Patterson, and he really liked what he saw out of his defensive line. I mean, I thought they did a fantastic job. And the next three games, they got to play Indiana, who is really good defensively, and LSU. And then to end it up, that team down to the south. Which, by the way, is not Indiana, because I already said it. But about that team to the south, yep, they're still ranked number one in the Big Ten East. And they've won all their games by 24 or more points. And they just continue to roll. And you have the team to the south playing Penn State this next weekend. That is actually one of the games I will be predicting, as I believe Michigan has the ninth off. And so, but then on the 16th, 23rd, and 30th, of course. Unless they play on the 9th, I have the 16th off. Nonetheless, I will be picking that team of the South versus the Pencil State. Because that could be a determining factor, too, as to who makes the college football playoff. State did not play, so I do not have a Michigan State score. USC versus Oregon. Now, that was a game I was listening to Saturday night. They were in Los Angeles. USC at one point was up 10-0, but they ended up falling 54-27 to the Ducks. 54-27. All right. Now, NFL. Thursday night, Niners taking on the Cardinals. Well, actually hung around with the Niners pretty well, as they end up only falling 28-25. To the Niners. Now, San Fran is undefeated, but they got to play the Seagulls this week. Yes, I called them the Seattle Seagulls, not the Seahawks. And so, we'll see what happens there. Yesterday, you had Detroit playing in Oakland. Oh, that defense, Detroit's defense. What is going on? Why did you give up 31 points? The week before that, you gave up 26. The week before that, you gave up almost 40. What's going on? At least the offense got kind of close. And yes, they did beat the Giants, so I'll give them that, 31-26, but still let the Giants get too close for comfort. And Matt Patricia said that defense was going to be part of their focus this year. But they're not getting better. They're not getting better on defense. The offense at times is doing decently well, enough to keep them in many of these games. But yesterday you had Stafford throw an interception to one of the Raiders defenders. I don't know why I said Ravens. That's right, because I'm coming to that in a minute. Patricia had said that defense was going to be one of their big goals. But the amount of points that that defense has been allowing has been kind of high, kind of concerning. And if they want to get back to winning most of these games, because that was their fourth loss, plus that tie, and only three wins, with eight more games to go. But how did the rest of your NFC North go yesterday? Well, the Packers lost to the Chiefs. Unless they lost to someone else, I forget. But you had the Packers lose. You had the Vikings lose. And then you had the Bears lose to the Eagles, who was one of the teams that the Lions actually beat, was the Eagles. So our division still isn't that out of reach. It's just there's some things we're going to have to fix. And we're going to need to start running the ball more. Also, we're going to need to start running the ball more. We want to be successful. As we look ahead to our next game, which happens to be against the Bears. At Soldier Field, I believe, mind you. All right. What about that Patriots game? Oh, the invincible Patriots. They could never lose a game, right? Tom Brady's your quarterback. He's your savior. In terms of, your football quarterback, that who makes it so you can't lose a game, always has a trick up his sleeve, a pass to throw. Oh, run into another one of the NFL's greats in the Baltimore Ravens that are high atop the AFC North right now, as the Men of Steel are not doing too much. The Browns aren't doing too great. And the Bengals are doing absolutely nothing. 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 Except for losing badly. And the Patriots fell to the Ravens yesterday, 37-20, as Brady struggled with some control issues, having a lot of incomplete passes. Patriots fumbled the ball a couple times. They fell 37-20. Tonight, in the Meadowlands, right next to the American Dream Mall that just got built. That is now open. Tonight you have the Giants taking on the Cowboys. Cowboys are rebuilding, getting back. They're regrouping, getting back into their winning ways after they had that three-game losing streak. They've won a couple games since then. Giants, they had that loss against the Lions. last week. So, my pick for tonight, let me think here, name for the Cowboys. Let me think here. How about them Cowboys, 34, Giant Mall, 26. I used to just say gigantic, but now with this new mall coming in, it's called American Dream Mall, and it's a huge mall. It's supposed to have 330 stores when the retail portion of it opens in March. So I decided Giant Mall was the nickname I was going to use. So how do we do with picks? Well, I did say Midland would lose to Monarch Shores. I got that right. Dow to lose to Traverse City. I was actually kind of happy about that one. Not happy about the Midland one, but I was happy about the Dow losing. I mean, the Dow winning. Michigan to beat Maryland. Ding dong. Lions. No. 49ers to take down the Cardinals. Ding dong. Lions to take down the thoughtfully overrated Raiders. Lastly, the biggest egg of them all. Patriots to beat the Ravens. Nope. 3-3 on the week. 50%, which is not the greatest. There's been a couple times. One time I went undefeated. A couple other times I was almost undefeated. But this time, the Lions, that one hurt me. The Patriots won. That one really hurt me because I thought for sure they were going to win that game. And then the Dow. So, we'll try again next week. And, of course, on Wednesday you will have your picks from me, including a bonus college pick from the SEC West game, Louisiana versus Alabama. I thought of a good nickname for Louisiana that's not exactly Southern, but I still think it works, lasagna. That actually kind of works, don't you think? That's a good nickname, don't you think, lasagna? That's a good one, isn't it?
Lasagna, yep.
That's a good one, because that's kind of what Louisiana sounds like.
Lasagna, yep.
Yep, that works. It's going to be lasagna whether I pick Louisiana to win or to lose. And then Bama, I'm still working on what that's going to be.
What?
Alabama, they're going to play. I might have to ask my brother for a good one or something. I'll come up with one. And then, of course, all these other games. So, hopefully you enjoyed the show tonight, listeners. And until tomorrow night, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.